The Science Guy versus the Creation Guy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. How do you believe the universe was created? In a Big Bang, billions of years ago, or by God, in 6 days, only a few thousand years ago? Bill Nye, the Science Guy, argued for the Big Bang. Kenneth Ham, founder of the Creation Museum in Kentucky, argued for God in an online debate that a lot of scientists didn't think Bill Nye should have agreed to. But I thought the debate brought out an important point, because Bill Nye kept asking a fundamental question that Ken Ham never answered.
And the big thing I want from you, Mr. Ham, is can you come up with something that you can predict? Do you have a creation model that predicts something that will happen in nature?
Ham couldn't answer that because it turns out that scientists who believe in the Bible don't apply it to current experiments. They don't try to pray a cell into cloning or pray a rocket into orbit. They only apply the Bible when it comes to explaining how the world began, not how it continues to operate today. It's actually too bad you can't pray a cell into cloning because it would save a lot of research money. But towards the end of the debate, Ken Ham came up with a question that Bill Nye couldn't answer.
I have a mystery. And that is, you talk about the joy of discovery, but you also say that when you die, it's over, and that's the end of you. And if when you die, it's over, and you don't even remember you were here, what's the point of the joy of discovery anyway?
And that, of course, is why there will always be religion. Science only attempts to describe why things happen. It doesn't attempt to explain what it all means. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.